بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما رب زدني علما رب زدني علما. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everyone doing today? Good? Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well too, alhamdulillah. It's so good to see everyone here and healthy and well with the blessings and with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're all here to learn for another day. Inshallah. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings and His forgiveness descends on us so that we're able to make the most of our sessions today. Inshallah. Okay? Okay. So, from our last class, can anyone tell me something that they did? Anything. Our last class was 2 days ago. So, and I remember there was a few things we had to do. And so I want you guys just to tell me one thing that you did. You made your mom a card? Ah, alhamdulillah. That's so nice. And how was your mom excited when you gave it to her? Yes, you helped her with iftar. You made your mom breakfast. Alhamdulillah. To them, and then they get so happy because of it. So we shouldn't leave behind these small acts of kindness, that we will be able to gain our mom's pleasure and our dad's pleasure, and then inshallah, through them also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happiness. Okay? If you weren't here, that's fine. We're just talking about how one small act that you should do for your mom or your dad at least once every day, so, or anything that you can do in order to show them that you love them, that you care for them, and that you're grateful for them. Okay? So inshallah, let's begin with today's class. We're going to begin from our memorization, Surat Abasa. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's start with our dua first, and then we'll start from the first verse. رَبِّ شَرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي رَبَّنَا زِدْنَا عِلْمًا آمِين. Okay, we'll start reciting. If you have your mushafs, open it, and we'll go from the first verse, and then we'll continue, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم أقداره. ثم أماته فأقبره. ثم أماته فأقبره. ثم أماته فأقبره. ثم أماته فأقبره.
Can I, you can repeat it with me?
ثم أماته فأقبره. 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 ثم إذا شاء أنشره. 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 ثم إذا شاء أنشره.
Now you can repeat it with me.
ثم إذا شاء أنشره. ثم إذا شاء أنشره. ثم إذا أنشره. ثم إذا شاء أنشره.
I'll do from verse 21.
ثم أماته فأقبره. ثم إذا شاء أنشره. كلا لما يقض ما أمره. 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 كلا لما يقضي ما أمره. كلا لما يقضي ما أمره. كلا لما يقضي ما أمره.
Can you repeat it with me?
كلا لما يقضي ما أمره 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 ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقضي ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه 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 ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقضي ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا 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 Can you repeat it with me now? أنا صببنا الماء صبا أنا صببنا الماء صبا أنا صببنا الماء صبا ربا أنا صببنا الماء صبا أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا
Okay, you can repeat with me now.
ثم شققنا الأرض شقا 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 ثم شققنا الأرض شقا
Now from verse 21
ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا
Let's do it one more time.
ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا
We'll stop, inshallah. That's your lesson for today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. After this class we have covered 26 verses of Surah Abasa. 26. And hopefully if you're following along, that means you now know 26 more verses from the Quran, inshallah. Now, how do you memorize it or how do you make sure you keep it stuck in your head? Well, one of the ways you can do, as you know, we do a few verses every day. So maybe today, if you memorize, you memorize, you memorize, and then tomorrow in your salah, then you recite those verses. So that way you'll remember it and it'll get stuck in your head. Because whatever you read in salah, it stays with you. So that's one of the tips I would do in order to make sure once you memorize it that you have it in your head. Okay? So hopefully you guys are all memorization. Okay? Okay, now let's go on to our next session, which is the Masnoon Duas. So far, we have covered, I believe, three Masnoon Duas, and today we're going to be looking at the fourth one. Now, let's see which dua this is that we should all know because it is something we do on a daily basis. Okay? Assalamu alaikum.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا آمين إلهي آمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته
How are you all doing today?
I am awesome, الحمد لله
الحمد لله I'm happy to hear that The month of Ramadan is passing by and I hope that all of you are memorizing your du'as and making them at the time of iftar and trying to earn rewards in this month. Alhamdulillah, today we will do our new du'a and that is du'a when wearing a garment. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us to say this du'a when we put on a dress and that is Alhamdulillahilladhi kasani hadha thawba wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwah. It means all praise is for Allah who has clothed me with this garment and provided it for me with no power nor might from myself. Subhanallah, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us dua for each and every aspect of our life. This dua teaches us that we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us clothes. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He given us clothes to wear, and the best cloth is the cloth of taqwa. Our clothes covers our body and protects us from hot and cold weathers. Wearing clothes increase our beauty too. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us so many beautiful clothes. And we can show our thankness by saying this dua. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also liked wearing clothes, especially on Eid and Jummah prayers. It is not necessary to put on new clothes on Eid or Jummah prayers, but it is necessary that our clothes should be clean and free from any smell. We should not spend too much money in making our clothes. Instead, we should give that money to poor people so that they can afford wearing some clothes. Sometimes we make two dresses for Eid, so we can give one dress to our poor servant because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a good Muslim likes the same thing for others as he likes for himself. And lastly, our clothes should show our modesty because modesty is part of Iman and a modest person is always away from Shaitan. So we should take care of all these things because wearing clothes is also one of Allah's commandments and should always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying this dua. Now inshallah, I want all of you to repeat this dua after me. Alhamdulillahilladhi
Alhamdulillahilladhi
kasani hadha thawba warazaqanihi
min ghairi hawlin minni
wala quwwah Alhamdulillahilladhi
kasani
hadha thawba
warazaqanihi
min ghairi hawlin minni wala quwwah
Alhamdulillahilladhi
kasani
hadha thawba
warazaqanihi min ghairi hawlin minni wala quwwah MashaAllah, you all did a great job. InshaAllah, I will see you next time with a new dua. Till then, keep praying and keep making lots of duas. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته and have a great day. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah, we see that there's so many du'as out there for all the little things that we do, from when we're eating, before going to the washroom, or even before while you're putting on a garment. How many of you guys already knew that du'a? You knew it? Okay. Well, for those of us who don't know it, that's why we're here to learn, right? So just make sure that when she is, whether you already know the dua or you don't know the dua, when she's reciting, just make sure to follow along because, you know, the more you remember, because in this dua, you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're being grateful to Him. And the more you're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more He is going to give you. Okay? Inshallah. So just make sure to focus on what is going on. Okay? So let's just go over what the teacher did mention before. She was mentioning how this was the dua when wearing a garment, and she listed some points for us to remember. So first she said that our clothes should be clean and not smelly, and that's really important, especially if you're going to the masjid, because imagine if you're wearing clothes that have any kind of smell, then when you're trying to pray, then the person next to you would get annoyed. Okay, so make sure that your clothes are clean and they smell good. Remember not to spend too much money on making clothes or even buying excessively. It's good to buy new clothes, but we shouldn't overspend. Another thing, try to donate clothes. Either you can buy new clothes and then donate them so that the other people also have something new to wear. Or if you have outgrown something and it is in really good condition and it's something that other people would like to wear, then we should also make a habit of donating. And then also, what is important is we need to make sure our clothes show modesty, so they're covering us, and they're not showing things that shouldn't be shown. Okay? So those are just some points to remember when getting dressed, when buying clothes, when making. Okay? Alhamdulillah, that's a very good habit to get into, to donate clothes and anything else that you can. Okay? Okay, so now let's move on to our next session. We're going to be talking about Salah, a continuation of Salah from where we left off in our last session.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين يا رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I pray that you all are really happy in a good state of your health as well. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So Alhamdulillah, I'm also very happy and I'm really excited to further move on with the pillar of Islam, As-Salah. And we are learning it so nicely, Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept it from us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Now let us start our lesson for today. Everyone ready? Yes? So come on. We have learned till now about the importance of Salah and what does Salah mean, what are the timings and how many Salah we have to offer in one day, and what is Rakat and what are the basic steps of the Salah and what are the starting preparations for the Salah. Now amongst those preparations, we move on to the other stuff, which is a major one, you know, and that is what? Wudu, ablution, wudu. Now, wudu is a must to be performed before Salah. What is wudu? Wudu is a process of cleaning ourselves with water, okay? And it is a way of our outer purification as well and our inner purifications as well. Inner purification is what? Like, if something bad is in my heart, I can get rid of that, you know? Did you know that by doing wudu, we can get rid of those things as well? When we learn, inshallah, we'll just get to know more. So now let's see that what about wudu we have to know in this session, inshallah. The first thing before we start is that start with an intention in your heart and say Bismillah. The intention should be what? That I'm not just going to make wudu. That's it. We don't have to just say it with our lips. We just keep it in our heart because the intention is something which is in our heart, not said with our mouth. And then we say Bismillah because you see that anything, any work a Muslim has to begin, he should begin with Bismillah, with the name of Allah. Because that's the best way to start everything. And now what happens, the next step is that we wash our hands 3 times. Properly till our wrist, and then the next step is, as you can see in the pictures as well, we rinse your mouth 3 times so that our mouth is quite clean. Then we blow our nose, we clean our nose 3 times properly. We put little water with our hand inside and then we clean it. And then the next step is that we wash our face 3 times properly from our hairline, from our, including our this whole forehead, and then just going till the corners of our, it is the starting point of our ears as well, and just below the little chin, okay? We just include all these places and then we wash our face 3 times properly. Then the next step comes is what? That we have to wash our hands till elbow 3 times as well. And we are just going to be doing very properly, you know, not doing in a hurry so that we miss some part of our body, but we should be very, very composed and very relaxedly doing it. Now the next step after washing our hands till our elbows, the next step is that we wipe our head. We just take little water in our hands, little, and then we just wipe our head from our front hairline to the back of our neck, okay? We don't include the neck, but just the starting point of the neck. And then we wipe our head like that. And then we bring our fingers, just wiping the head, just next after the wiping head, we just bring our fingers and then we do what? We clean our ears, okay? We clean our ears with our fingers properly. And this is all done just one time. The wiping of the head and the cleaning of the air, just one time. And then the next step is that we wash our foot with ankles, and including the ankles, three times. Okay? Including the ankles three times properly. We should be very careful while doing wudu, because if we just miss out some part, our wudu is not complete. Okay? It's something really important that we have to do, so we have to be careful. And then finally, we finish our wudu by saying the shahada. And what is the shahada? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasulah. I testify there is no God but Allah, alone without partners. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a slave and messenger. Now you see that before, like the previous steps were all regarding our outer cleaning. You know, we were cleaning our hands, we were cleaning our face, our head and everything. And then the last statement, this statement that we said there is no God, this is the purification of our heart, you know. This is our inner purification. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes this phrase very much. Whenever we say this, Ashhadu an la ilaha, Allah loves it. So we have to be very, very attentive while saying. Not just like a routine, you know. Just thinking that, yes Allah, I believe there's no God other than you and no partner you have. Right? And then, you know, the very interesting thing about wudu, which makes it really a special time for us to spend with full attention, is that with every drop of water that just drips from us during our wudu, our sins are also drained away. Isn't it so easy to just get rid of the sins that we do? You know, we're humans, we're weak, and sometimes we may do something wrong without knowing even. So when we do wudu, we are just free from our sins if we did it really attentively by making this intention. So now let's make our wudu really properly and carefully. So after wudu, the next part is what? It is our salah. Yes, now let's come to the main part of our meeting, you know. The wudu was just a preparation for that meeting. Now let us start our salah. So everyone ready? Alhamdulillah, yes. We are going to learn about it. The first step is to make intention. In our religion, Islam, you know, the intention is very important. The intention is very important. Just like you see that if you are obeying your parents, okay, your mother said something to you and you are just going to do that. If you're doing this, if your mother comes to know that, okay, my daughter or my son is doing it because she loves me, she wants to make me happy, that's why she's obeying me, what will happen? She'll be more happy. The result is really good. But if she comes to know that, okay, she's just doing it for no reason, just because I said and that's it, and she doesn't like it, she's hating it, she's not liking me telling this, it wouldn't be just bringing the same results that the before one. So likewise, if our intentions are for there to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the outcome is going to be really different. So always, whatever we do in our life, our intention is very important. Why are we here? We are here to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, why is intention important? According to our hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that verily the actions are by the intentions, and there is for everyone only what he intended. So if I am offering salah to please Allah, I will get that. But if I did just offer because my parents told me to offer, just because all the people in the room are offering and that's it, or I'm just trying to show off to someone, you know, I'm not going to get that reward. I'm not going to get the best outcome from it. Or maybe I may just get nothing. So my intention is what? To please Allah. Only to please Allah. No one else. Only to please Allah. And make intention, like the intention that we make for the salah is what? That we make the intention for the number of rakat that we are going to be offering and of which prayer time we are going to be doing for that. Okay? So it is also to be done in our heart. We don't just make like this that with our words. We don't say in our words. We just say in our heart. That's it. That's enough. And you know this, that why do we make attention to fulfill the order Allah gives us in the Quran? Like, this is the main part that our attention should just focus on, that indeed those who believe and do righteous deeds and establish prayer and give zakah will have their reward with their Lord, and there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve, no fear, no sadness, nothing, if my intention is to please Allah. So subhanAllah, just one little intention gets us so much in return, isn't it? Now let's move ahead, and now we are going to see the different actions and positions in our salah. So the first one after making intention is that we raise our hands and say takbir, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Now what does this mean, that Allah is the greatest? This is an expression that our meeting has begun. Now I'm in salah. I'm just totally focused, you know. I'm in a different world. I'm talking to Allah. And I have left everything behind, every word behind, every play behind, every person behind. I don't care about anyone when the salah time comes. I just go in offer salah. Because my Allah is the first one who comes above everything. I am just going to meet with Allah. My salah is the first thing to do. Yes, when the time comes. And now you see that, so now you see that now we are going to move on to our next step, and which is that we fold our hands on our chest, right on the left one, like the right hand upon the left one, and then we read the opening dua and Surah Al-Fatiha. The opening dua is what? Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika tabarak ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. Beautiful wordings. That, O Allah, I declare you're far from all imperfection, which means that you're the best, and that you deserve all praise. Blessed is your name, your majesty, like glory and might is exalted. The power of Allah is unmatchable. And there is no true God worthy of worship except you. So we start our salah by praising Allah. And this shows what? Our humbleness. That, Ya Allah, all the praises are for you. We can't do anything without you. If someone praises me, it's not something that I am so good. No, it is because you are good and you have given me that goodness. You have made me that good, so that I can just express something good to others even. And you know that we all like praise, you know. If someone tells you you're a really good boy or you're really a good girl, isn't it? We get really happy, you know. If someone says, oh, you did very excellent work, you're a very good student, and so. We like it, don't we? Of course we do like it. Even though that there are many times that we don't do things very nice, you know. We are not going to be just the top position holder in our class every time. Maybe sometime we may just lose it. And we may be just coming a little down in the grades, yes. But of course, we also get up high in that position as well. So, but this I'm just telling is why. Because with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has no failures. He's just the best. This is our belief, and very firm belief. So of course, when someone is so best, nothing imperfect can be just related to him. He definitely deserves that praise, yes? He must be definitely praised in the best way. So that is why we start our salah with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, for today, we are just going to keep it till here. And now, as much as you have learned, try to think about it and then try to apply it when your meeting with Allah time comes. Okay? So inshallah ta'ala, I pray while ending this session that Ya Allah, help us to make our salah time the best in a way that you love the most. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan kaseera. Salam jaza. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so from this session we have learned the importance of salah, and a continuation of what we need to do before we pray salah and also while praying salah. So
What is the main thing that we need to make sure we have before we pray Salah? Can someone tell me based on what we just learned in this class? The main thing. Yes. It is wudu. And without wudu, we learn that our salah is not accepted. Okay? So make sure when you're doing wudu that you're doing it properly and you're focused and you're also aware of what you're doing. And yes, the second thing we did was the importance of making the intention and how important making intentions are in our religion. And so before we pray, we should really, really try to focus and say, yes, Allah, I'm here. I'm doing it for your sake. Okay? So that's one thing we can definitely work on, fixing our intentions. We're not praying because our parents told us to. We're praying because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us and because He is the one who's going to be rewarding us. If no one else is around, it doesn't matter if your mom doesn't see you, if your dad doesn't see you, or if your sisters don't see you. You still have to pray and you have to make sure that you pray on time because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who's watching you. And that is why we're praying, okay? And also, one of the points that we can take out is that we should try our hardest to focus on concentrating while praying. And how can we concentrate on what we're praying if we don't know what we're saying in our salah? So, we should try to get an understanding in a brief translation of the different du'as that we have to say. So, we're not just, you know, saying it from our memory as a habit. So, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, and etc. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And we're just reading it off the top of our head. No, we should try to understand what we're saying. Focus on every word that we're saying. So that, inshallah, it brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So, those were some of the main things we covered in our topic today on Salah. And we're going to be finishing the topic of Salah, inshallah, in our next session. So, who can tell me which topic we're going to be doing next? Inshallah. Someone said it. Yeah, story time. Okay, so let's see what story we're going to be learning about today.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So how are you all doing, my dear friends? I hope you are enjoying the blessed moment of this beautiful month of Ramadan and also enjoying our beautiful kids program and our wonderful stories. Today I have another story for you, and this is again towards the kindness and rahma towards our parents. You must be noticing that I'm talking about kindness and rahma and trying to analyze it from different angles. And this is also because I feel that this month of Ramadan is also a month of rahma. And it's a very special kind of rahma. So I just think it is so much relevant to talk about this beautiful aspect of one's life. So today the story that I'm going to tell you, yesterday we talked about, you know, the mother's desire. And today we will talk about the mother who was not a Muslim. Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha was very excited, but at the same time she was worried. Her mother was coming to see her to Medina. 7 years had passed since Asma had migrated from Makkah. And that was a very long time for mother and daughter to be parted. Naturally, Asma was very anxious to see her mother again. But there was a problem. And not a small problem, but a very big one. Although Asma's father, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was a very strong Muslim. And he always took care to live by the laws of Allah. He had not been able to persuade her mother to share his faith. She was still a kafir. And like all kafirs, she still worshipped idols. She did not submit to Allah alone, the one God. But she's my mother, Asma thought to herself. She's traveling a long way to see me, and the journey must be a hard one. I should welcome her with open arms and show her all the love that is due to a mother. But yet Asma sighed. Oh my God, Ya Allah, what to do? She's a kafir. She does not believe in you, Ya Allah. And a Muslim must love Allah more than anything on the earth. So how can I welcome a kafir with love and joy? I'm so confused. I really don't know what to do. Asma thought about this problem for some time. But then she could not decide what she could do. There was one solution, though. She thought to go to the Prophet ﷺ and ask his advice. Surely, this is exactly what I will do. Surely the Prophet ﷺ will be able to solve my dilemma. As it happened, Asma was the blessed Prophet's sister-in-law, for her sister Aisha was Prophet ﷺ's wife. So she knew that this is what she needs to do. I do not know what I should do, O Prophet, Asma said when she came before him. My mother is coming to Medina to visit me, but she is not a Muslim. In fact, she still worships idols and does not see that the only right way is to submit to Allah. So what is the problem? The Prophet ﷺ asked, undisturbed by this revelation. Asma looked at him in surprise. O Prophet of Allah, my mother is a kafir. I do not know whether I need to receive her and welcome her to my home with gladness in my heart. I mean, I really do not know what I should do. The answer is simple, the Prophet ﷺ said. She is your mother. You must receive her and do good to her. Even though that she is not a Muslim? Asma asked. She is still your mother, the Prophet ﷺ said. Of course you must treat her kindly when she arrives. And you must give her all her rights, all that is due to her. If she had fought against your being a Muslim, or she would have told you to leave your religion, then I would have told you that you should not listen to her. But since your mother has never done that to you, Allah enjoins that you must be very kind and very just to her, and love her just like a daughter should. Subhanallah. Kids, you see what a beautiful message it is? SubhanAllah, there are so many new Muslims who are reverting to Islam. And unfortunately, a lot of them are very tearful because their parents are still not in deen. They are still not Muslims. So it's a beautiful message for all those not to worry. Always, of course, pray for their parents. And irrespective of how their parents are, if they are believers or non-believers, they still need to respect them and love them, unless they stop them to worship Allah. As far as they don't do that, you know, you have to listen to them. But even if they stop you from worshiping Allah, you cannot be disrespectful to them. You don't have to listen to them on that, but you can't be disrespectful to them. SubhanAllah, in Surah Luqman, ayah number 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, should your parents command you to worship along with me anything of which you have no knowledge, then obey them not, but keep their company in kindness and follow those who turn to me. What a beautiful message. And with this beautiful message, I'll let you go. And inshallah, ponder about that, go home, discuss with your parents, and do some nice act of kindness that only you know. Okay? Inshallah, I'll see you tomorrow again. With khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. SubhanAllah, that was such a beautiful story, and it tells us the different aspects in Islam that sometimes we're not necessarily exposed to, that we don't know about. And in this story, we learn that no matter who your mother is, no matter what she does, we still have to be kind to her, because
Asma radiallahu anha, her mother was not even a Muslim, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that she has to be kind to her. And subhanAllah, it makes all of us think that alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us part of a Muslim family, and our parents are Muslims, and they do believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they tell us to pray, and they tell us to believe in only God, one God, Allah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then what excuse do we have to disobey them? Right? So that was such a good reminder, because as long as they're telling us to do something good, we have to obey them. And the only time we don't have to obey them is if they tell us to worship something besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or be disobedient to Him. But alhamdulillah, all of us have parents who are believing, inshallah. Okay? So, as she also mentioned at the end of class, that today and also for the rest of the days, we're going to try doing something in secret. Something in secret for our parents that only we know and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know. And now you might be thinking, wait, but how do I do something secret for our parents? Well, you know the best thing you can do for them is make dua. Because sometimes we think that we should get gifts for them, we should go to the store and get them bracelets, pens, clothes, but our parents, they already have all of that things, and if they want, they could do and go and get that themselves. But what all of our parents are in need of is Allah's mercy, and the best way we can give them is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show mercy on them and to forgive them. So subhanAllah, if any one of us, it's good to give them gifts as well, but we shouldn't focus, because our parents, they love us whether we give them something or we don't. But this is what they're in need of. This is the one thing, the best thing that you can do that will benefit them and that will be kept secret from them until Yawmul Qiyamah. SubhanAllah, imagine if you make dua for them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive my mother and my father, and Ya Allah, on the day when there is going to be no one to help, and when parents are going to be running from their children, and children are going to be running from their parents, Ya Allah, you show your mercy to them, and you forgive them for their sins. SubhanAllah, and that would be the best gift that they could ever receive on that day. So that is definitely one thing we could do in secret that our parents would not be aware of, but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should know that when we're making parents, wa dua for our parents, and it's sincere, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it from us. Okay? So that's one thing that we can do. And besides that, there are many things that we can also do that they don't necessarily know. But I'm going to leave that up to you to choose something which you can do for them. Okay? Inshallah. So, just to recap what we did in our class today. First of all, we did Surah Abasa, verse 21 to 26. And you have until Monday to memorize up to verse 26. So if you haven't been caught up, I really encourage you to get on it and start memorizing. Even if you just memorize a little bit, it's better than not memorizing at all. Okay, so inshallah, for Monday, our goal is to have the first 26 verses of Surah Abasa done. Okay, and then also we did the dua when wearing a garment and the different etiquettes of clothes and how we should deal with clothes. If we're not able to actually donate clothes for ourselves, we can donate some money in the sadaqah boxes that we see in the masjid. Okay, that's also something we can do. And then we learn the importance of salah, the making of the wudu, and making intention, focusing on salah. So we should all try to implement those things until we meet again and for the rest of our life, inshallah. Okay? So With that, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us all safe and in His protection until we meet again on Monday. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I think my mom is amazing.
She wakes early in the morning with a smile, and she holds my head up high. Don't you ever let anybody put you down, 'cause you are my little angel. Can't you make something warm for me to drink, 'cause it's cold out there, she thinks. Then she walks me to school, yes, I ain't no fool, I just think my mommy's amazing. She makes me feel like I can do anything, and when she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. After school, she's waiting by the gate, I'm so happy that I just can't wait to get home to tell her how my day went. Eat the yummy food only my mom makes. Then I wind her up 'cause I don't want her back. And we run around the house with the lamp. No matter what I say, she gets her way. I think my mommy's amazing. She makes me feel like I can do anything. When she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. In the evening, she tucks me into bed, and I wrap arms around her head. Then she tells me a tale of a girl far away, who one day became a princess. I'm so happy I don't want her to leave, so she lies in bed with me. As I close my eyes, how lucky am I to have a mom that's so amazing. She makes me feel like I can do anything. When she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. Then I wake up in the morning, she's not there, and I realize she never was, and I'm still here in this lonely orphanage with so many just like me. And as my dreams begin to fade, I try hard to look forward to my day, but there's a pain in my heart that's a craving. How I wish I had a mom that's amazing, would be amazing.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب.